Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Hey, thanks for joining us. All right, continuing to look at the playoffs coming up this weekend. Saturday night, the Green Bay Packers head out to Arizona. Bill Huber joins us from PackerReport.com to give us the latest on the Packers as they get ready for this game. How are you, Bill?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. All right, let's talk right off the bat. The Davante Adams' injury, it doesn't look like he'll play Saturday. What do you know, and how much is this going to affect the Packers?
Well, if you'd asked me this question a month ago, I'd say, well, it's not going to affect him at all because he's had a lousy season. I think he hurt his ankle in week two, and I don't think he ever really got over it and hurt his conference and all that, but he was just starting to get back in the swing of things. Like a couple nice plays against Minnesota in week 17 and, three or four nice plays against the Redskins. So it's a big loss for a team that already lost Jordy Nelson in the preseason and Ty Montgomery in week six. I mean, they're down to scraps in a receiving game, and that's not what you want when you got beat by 30 the last time you faced those guys.
When they played the Redskins, there was a lot of conversation going into that game about how the Green Bay Packers were struggling and there was frustration on the face of Aaron Rodgers. What did you take out of that game against Washington? Can we say that the Packers' offense is back, or was it just one good game and we still have to wait and see?
Yeah, I think it's wait and see. What was Washington? They were like, I think they're 17th in points. So I mean, it's a lousy defense where they had one starting cornerback was Will Blackman, who returned punts in Green Bay for 4 years, but never really played defense. And he's not an NFL caliber starting corner. And their nickel guy was the guy who played receiver in training camp. So obviously the Cardinals don't have they don't have journeyman corners and receivers turn corners in their starting lineup. So I mean it's a whole different challenge. If you ask me to buy or sell, I'm still selling. I'm not buying. I think it was just a byproduct of feasting on a pretty bad defense.
You know, when teams struggle and they're losing and things aren't going right, I get that frustration sets in. But for Aaron Rodgers, how much was he just frustrated, and how much of that was more than just losing and struggling?
Well, you know what? He took over as a starter in 08. So, before this year, he was 7 years as the starter. He entered the season ranked number one in passer rating, number three all-time in yards per attempt, and, number three in... God, I'm drawing a blank. Anyways, big time numbers. With the all time leaders, and I mean, just something he's not used to. His entire career he's had, star studded receiving cores where he'd go to the line of scrimmage and if he'd go pick out his best matchup and he'd throw the ball against that matchup and it'd be success. Week after week after week, and now, without Nelson, with all these other guys, he goes to the line of scrimmage. I don't think he has any idea where the ball is going. So yeah, I think that frustration has mounted as the weeks have gone on, where it's just...
Bill Huber joins us, PackersReport.com, as we get ready for the Packers-Arizona Cardinals coming up on Saturday. Bill, from the game a couple of weeks ago, I think it was week 16 out in Arizona, what was the biggest matchup that kind of was worked against Green Bay in that game?
Arizona's DB smothered their receivers, and Rodgers, well, it was both quarterbacks, but Rodgers got sacked 8 times to give up a total of 9. They'll be better off there. In that game, they had Don Barkley playing left tackle. He's got no business playing left tackle because their starter was hurt. And either their starter, David Bakhtiari, he plays this game, or it'll be J.C. Treader, who gave up 1 sack against Washington, but for the last 3.5 quarters was pretty well spotless. So they'll be better off there. And they lost their right tackle, Brian Bulaga, halfway through that Cardinals game, too. And so I think that was the big deal with the sacks. It was just, it was just bad matchups, but... we're going to go back. We're just going to keep talking about receivers here. I mean, they put Patrick Peterson and Randall Cobb a fair amount, and that took Cobb out of the equation. And Green Bay's receivers just aren't good enough. And so, but the combination between their coverage and their pass rush, if you take the sack yardage off of Rodgers' numbers, Green Bay averaged 2.03 net yards per passing play in that game. That was the second worst figure in the entire league for the season.
And sometimes even good teams have a game where just things don't go well and we lose players and we lose scheme. But when you look at that game, do you say, all right, there's some adjustments that the Packers can make, but even with the adjustments, it's a hard game for them to win?
Yeah, Arizona's defense, I think, is the overwhelming advantage. And, Carson Palmer is going to be, finish in, the top two or three of the MVP race for a reason. He's had a phenomenal year. I mean, what is he, 27-4 in his last 31 starts or something like that?
Yeah.
I read that in the Cardinals pregame stuff. I mean, just off-the-charts kind of stuff. So So, yeah, it's, you know, Green Bay's got a long odds here. But, look, Palmer will throw you a few passes. You know, Seattle picked him up a couple times last week or last 2 weeks ago. So he'll give you some chances. And Green Bay's guys, you know, they dropped five picks against Washington. But, you know, it's been a ball-hawking kind of group here for years. So if you're looking for a reason for hope, I would say it's that where, you know, maybe he'll throw you a couple and you get a cheap touchdown and hang around that game for a while. So I give Green Bay a chance at it, but it's, you know, they're going to have a bunch of things go right that really haven't gone right for them all year.
Is there anything right now that the Packers are really holding their hat on as something that has been consistently good the whole season?
You know, people will laugh at it. If you look at the run defense numbers, people are going to laugh at me like I'm an idiot. But, you know, by and large, they played on a snap-to-snap basis. They played good run defense this year. You know, they've given up a big play here and a big play there in a couple big games. But, you know, by and large, they played good run defense. So, you know, if they can keep Arizona to, you know, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 8, that kind of stuff, you know, then you can go, then you can get pressure and do your all your pass rush stuff that you want to do and kind of dictate things. So, David Johnson's a heck of a good running back, but they can hold him in check. And you know what? And they did that first game, too. They can hold him in check. Then you got a chance to kind of dictate things on third down. I mean, maybe you got a fighting chance against that offense. I would say it's Green Bay's defense, starting with the run defense, that gives them a shot.
How is the running game? If they don't have the receivers and that gets ruined again, is there a running game that the Packers, is that improved? Is it getting better? How is their running game?
Up and down. It is just the most unpredictable thing in the world. Is how, you know, they, you know, 4 weeks ago, McCarthy took over the play calling against Dallas and they ran for, you know, a couple hundred yards against the Cowboys and everyone's like, hey, the run game's back. Well, you know, and, you know, 3 games after that, they did nothing at all. Then last week against Washington, they did nothing in the first half, and then in the second half, they ran for like 120 against them. So it's a hot and cold unit, but Lacy and Starks have shown they can run the ball. It's a pretty good 1-2 punch. So maybe they can run the ball. I don't know. Like I said, it's been up and down. If they have their starting five on the O-line, obviously helps things. But I don't know. It's a week-to-week sort of thing there for sure.
Jared Aberderis, is he going to be the guy that replaces Adams here in the lineup? Is that how they're going to go?
Seems that way. I mean, that, you know, last week I think it was, I think he had 24 snaps or 28 snaps, and the other guy had 5. So, you know, a few weeks ago into Oakland, Rodgers came. They beat the Raiders 30-20. Rodgers came out of that game sounding like they had lost. He was just, you know, frustrated as all get out about how that game went. But one guy he liked was Jared Aberderis, who, you know, played a fair amount, had 3 catches, and moved. You know, had a couple good plays there. He's a guy that Rodgers likes. They seem to be on the same page. You know, Aberderis has, you know, got a knack for getting himself open. So I think there's, you know, well, there's not much of a track record. There is some chemistry there.
Bill, overall, this season, it seems like when there's injuries, it becomes more of a challenge, and this is a tough league to overcome some key injuries. But overall, does that explain the 10-6, or are there some things that Green Bay needs to work on? Are there some guys that needs to be removed and replaced? When you see this season, what do you see?
I see Jordy Nelson is, you know, the tremendous value there, you know. Last year, he had more. I might have used this on your show before, but he had more 60-yard touchdown catches last year than 30 of the other 31 teams had 60-yard passing plays total, touchdown.
Wow.
Or non-touchdown. I mean, unbelievable stat. I mean, look, you don't have to go to D coordinator school to figure out what to do next. If you can't throw it deep, you know, the corners take away all the underneath stuff, and then you're just, you know, up a creek. So I think it shows the value of the deep threat. If you get him back, if you can just stay healthy with the O-line guys, I think you're okay. This is a defense Packer fans have wanted for years. This has been a bad defense for, you know, since they won the Super Bowl. Now they finally got a good defense. The special teams are pretty fair. If they can just get the stretch the field element back in this thing and keep defenses from putting guys in the box to stop the run because they don't fear the deep stuff, I think they'll be fine.
Bill Huber again, PackerReport.com on the Packers as they take on Arizona Saturday. Always good talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thanks.
And again, that was Bill Huber, PackerReport.com, as we continue to look at the NFL playoffs, which I think is going to be some pretty interesting games. I'm not liking the Steeler game coming up with the Broncos. I mean, the more I get reports out of Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger's got a torn shoulder blade or whatever he's got. He was on a radio show talking about sprained shoulder. Gah! Antonio Brown doesn't look good. D'Angelo Williams is not going to play. So the Broncos, I mean, everyone's saying, look, Peyton Manning's coming back from injury. The Steelers are too banged up to put up a fight. I don't think that one's good. But I don't know. That Seattle-Carolina game's good. And Kansas City is, that's an upset alert in Foxborough. Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.